Some big businesses get an advantage on the competition by greasing the palms of retailers, so says commentator Marianne Jennings.
I've been thinking about bribes, not offering one, just trying to define the term bribe. My research uncovers businesses making cash payments so often that it wouldn't surprise me if the following expense category appeared on business income statements: bribes and such. But businesses have new sophisticated words for cash demands. Food manufacturers call their payments to grocery retailers for shelf space slotting fees. The retailers say they have warehousing costs and advertising fees to cover and need a loss cushion in case the product bombs. But slotting fees are not the same from product to product or from company to company. Publishers pay what they call display fees to book chains for prime window and floor spaces. Mall owners demand so-called key money of up to $50,000 from tenants just for the right to negotiate a lease. U.S. businesses remind us that these payments are acceptable in other cultures. It's called guanchi in China and mordida in Mexico. I haven't found a country yet where bribes are legal. These cultural terms businesses toss out as justification for cash payments translate into relationship building, not bribes. This is the way business is done, is the oft-repeated justification given for quid pro quo. But is this the best way to do business? Lee's ice cream in packaged form has never had grocery shelf space in Baltimore where it's made, but it's selling well in Saudi Arabia and South Korea. Frookies, the fat-free, sugar-free cookies, do have grocery shelf space, but only in the rarefied air of the health food aisle. Lee's, a company whose product brings the most ice cream sales per square foot in the direct sale market, can't afford slotting fees. Frookies can't afford the high rent in the real cookie, but high rent aisles of the grocery stores. Entrepreneurs and small businesses are learning that a better product doesn't guarantee success or even access, and a recent government study shows that where bribery prevails, investments fail. Lee's Ice Cream can't afford to compete alongside Ben and Jerry's, and Frookies can't buy a spot next to the Nabisco Oreos. It's not what you're selling, it's how much you can pay to have it sold. Call them whatever you wish, but a bribe by any other name works the same way.
Marianne Jennings is professor of legal and ethical studies in the College of Business at Arizona State University. She directs the Lincoln Center for Business Ethics there and comes to us by way of member station KJZZ in Phoenix.